Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In this session, we shall discuss the rights of the parents which have been mentioned in the Quran. The Quran says, after the Almighty, the greatest right which someone can have on a person is that of the parents. Parents are the ones who brought a person into existence. They made tremendous sacrifices to bring him up. Therefore, it is essential that people should show respect to their parents. They should be obedient to them. They should treat them kindly and affectionately. And the Quran in this regard is very explicit that one must not scold the parents, one must not disobey them. And I shall read out to you the verses of Surah Bani Israel in this regard, which mention these rights of the parents. The verses are, وَقَزَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Your Lord has enjoined you to worship none but Him and to show kindness to your parents. إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ إِنْدَكَ الْكِبَرَ أَحَدُهُمَا أَوْ كِلَاهُمَا فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفٍّ وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. If either or both of them attain old age in your presence, show them no sign of impatience, nor rebuke them, but speak to them kind words. وَخْفِضْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الذُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ وَقُلْ رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. Treat them with humility and tenderness and say, Lord, be merciful to them the way they nursed me when I was an infant. The Quran says that in spite of this great respect and regard which parents command, if parents force their children to associate partners with God, or in other words, they force them to do shirk or polytheism, then the children must not obey them. They must openly disobey them in this regard. Parents can only be obeyed if what they say and what they order and command comes within the ambit of the directives of God. Directives of God cannot be violated in obeying the parents. However, the Quran is explicit in this regard that even if such a situation arises in which people or children have to disobey their parents because they are forcing them to polytheism, or they are forcing them to accept something which is against the directives of the Quran, then even in such circumstances, although they can disobey them, but they must treat them with kindness. They must speak to them affectionately. And even such an extreme state does not entail that the children should be harsh on their parents. And in this regard, the Quran says, and I shall read out the verses of Surah Luqman to you, وَوَسَّيْنَ الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ حَمَلَتْهُ أُمُّهُ وَهْنًا عَلَى وَهْنٍ وَفِصَالُهُ فِي عَامَيْنِ أَنِشْكُرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيْكَ إِلَيَّ الْمَصِيرُ. We enjoin man to show kindness to his parents, for with much pain his mother bears him, and he is not weaned before he is 2 years of age. We said, show gratitude to me and to your parents. To me shall all things return. وَإِنْ جَاهَدَكَ عَلَىٰ أَنْ تُشْرِكَ بِي مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ إِلْمٌ فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا وَصَاحِبْهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا وَاتَّبِعْ سَبِيلَ مَنْ أَنَابَ إِلَيَّ. But if they press you to serve besides me that of which you have no knowledge, do not obey them. Remain kind to them in this world and follow those people who turn to me. These then are the directives which relate to parents and which have been explicitly mentioned in the Quran. They outline the limits of obedience which a person must show to his parents, and they clearly state that if parents force their children to associate partners with God, then they must not obey them. However, even in such extreme circumstances, they must show kindness and affection to their parents. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.